Greetings, everyone. This is Brian Stovall with the Tech Accountant with the Bryco Group Incorporated. And this week I kind of wanted to expand on a topic that I was talking about recently in my blog, and that is basically summer tax tips for students and for college students and for young adults out there looking for jobs or looking for types of employment for the summertime. And the last blog post that I posted on thetechaccountant.com was regarding how college students could fill their college coffers by simply shopping and going out to eat and doing things and get money to pay off student loans or money for college that way. Well, this week I wanted to basically kind of expand on that and talk about some tax tips for students looking for their summer job. Basically, there's six things the IRS wants summer job seekers to know when they're out looking for a job or they have a job. And one of the main things is that basically the money that you're told that you're going to make is not going to all come to you. It is basically going to partly be given to the government through taxes. So one of the first things you'll have to do is fill out a form W-4, which is an employee withholding allowance certificate. This is to determine the amount of tax that's going to be withheld on your paycheck. Secondly, when you're working as a waiter or a counselor, you may have tips. Now, all tips you receive are taxable income and they are subject to federal income tax. Now, there may be some students doing odd jobs during the summer months to make extra cash, so that would be considered self-employment. Odd jobs would consider babysitting, cutting grass, pressure washing homes, things of that nature. Now, if you have net earnings of $400 or more from self-employment, you'll have to pay self-employment tax. This is similar to Social Security and withholding tax, but it's for self-employed individuals. Typically, a student or a young adult that's working during the summer would have to file Form 1040 Schedule SE. Now, food and lodging allowances paid to ROTC students in advanced training are not taxable. However, active duty pay, such as pay received during summer advanced camp, is taxable. And finally, number six, there are special rules that apply to services you perform as a newspaper carrier or distributor. If you are a direct seller and treated as self-employed for federal tax purposes, if you meet the following conditions: you are in business of delivering newspapers, all you pay for these services relates to sales rather than a number of hours worked, you perform the delivery service under a written contract which states that you will not be treated as an employee for federal tax purposes. Now, these are just a few tips regarding students looking for summer jobs or starting summer jobs to ensure that they are in compliance with the tax laws by the IRS. Feel free to stop by our website, thebrycogroup.com, or our blog, thetechaccountant.com, for more information on summer tax tips to keep you writing your financial history instead of recording it. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the Tech Accountant, signing off.